This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big tech news of the week were the boffo earnings from companies that do what has come to be called cloud computing, data storage, basically, but at a ginormous scale. A big chunk of the cloud, it turns out, is in Texas. Dallas-Fort Worth is one of the country's top three markets for data centers. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman got a look inside the growing cloud.
If you've ever wondered where your data is stored, maybe those family vacation photos, your medical records, podcasts, or that fantasy football trade you made, it could all be here.
It requires a badge access and also a fingerprint scan.
In a highly secure gray building on a 70-acre campus north of Dallas, deep in the endless rows of computer servers stacked behind fenced-in cages. It looks a little like a prison, except...
You know, there's not a lot of people here, so it's mainly for running computers.
Brian Marsh is vice president of Digital Realty. It's a global company that sells real estate for data. His clients couldn't care less about lush amenities like private conference rooms or gyms. What they want is security, electricity, and space. Marsh won't say who these clients are. Top industries include banking, healthcare, retail, and it'd be difficult to figure out. There's even a large white curtain concealing some computer servers. One thing he does reveal, business is good.
Demand keeps growing and exploding, and it's almost tough to keep up with it at times.
Demand is growing because of us.
You and I use a data center every day when we use our phones, when we use an app to order something, when we trade, when we look at an insurance, when we bank, when you play a game. Every time you're hitting a data center.
Bo Bond is the local director for the Chicago-based real estate firm JLL. Its research shows North Texas is the number three data center market in the country right now. Northern Virginia and Northern California take the top two spots, which makes sense since they're government and tech centers. So why North Texas?
When you get to Dallas, we're very diverse on our industries, and we have a very low cost of power, low taxation, centrally located, great airport, easy to develop.
Those ingredients have lured third-party data centers like Digital Realty and major companies. In July, Facebook started building a $1 billion data center in Fort Worth, not far from a center owned by Blue Cross Blue Shield and another for Citigroup. Bond says states and cities are actually fighting to recruit data centers because, dull as they sometimes are, they can be a gold mine.
First off, the amount of investment is much greater than any other piece of real estate, much more than an office building, a warehouse, a retail, a hotel. And to a municipality, that's tax revenue, right?
And there's one more thing.
It doesn't really tax your infrastructure. It doesn't necessarily put another kid in the schools.
Because a data center doesn't employ a lot of people. Still, nearly two dozen states have specially tailored incentives to attract these types of server farms, according to the Associated Press. Pierre Delforge with the Natural Resources Defense Council says the biggest data center drawback is energy use.
We don't build new smelters or steel plants anymore, but these are the modern equivalent of these industrial large energy uses.
In 2013, the Defense Council reported that data centers in the U.S. used around 90 billion kilowatt hours of electricity. That's the equivalent of 30 large power plants. But he adds, the big corporate data centers are getting better with energy efficiency. He calls the millions of small server rooms in offices across the country the vampires in the closet and says they're the most wasteful. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.